Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas, Rabbi Yisrael, Dov ben Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi, his neshama should have an aliyah. And Leilu Nishmas, Maros Chaya Bas Rabbi Chaim Leib HaLevi, her neshama should have an aliyah. So in the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that there's something that a get of a woman and the shtar shichur of an eved, which is the piece of paper that frees a non-Jewish eved, these two have what to do with each other. So we continue with that. The Mishnah tells us, Kol get sheyesh al of eid kusi, puzzle. Any get, which means any document. This is just talking about a regular document, if it has an aid, which is a kusi signed on it, it's pasul. Chutz megitei nashim v'shechuri avadim, except for a get of a woman or a shtar shechur of an eved. Now the kusim were a group of people brought into Eretz Yisrael by Sancheirev, and they were attacked by lions and all became geirim. And at this point where the Mishnah was written, there was a machlaikes how serious their geirus was and if they could be trusted regarding numerous halachic things. And that's what we're saying, at least according to the Tanakhama, that any shtar that has an aid kusi signed on it is pasul, except for if they signed on the get of a woman or shtar shechur of an eved, it's kosher. That's because the other aid is just a regular yid, and he's going to make sure that this kusi is signing properly with the proper intentions. However, later on down the line, everyone accepted that kusim are not real yidin, so a kusi is not allowed to sign on a get. However, continuing discussing this point in time, Rabbi Gamliel argues that we're even allowed to have both eidim on the get as kusim. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. There's a story that they brought Rabbi Gamliel and Kfar Yisnai, the get of a woman, and both of the eidim were kusim, and he said the get was kosher. Continuing with something else, Kol ashtaras ha'olim barkayos shel goyim, any shtar, any document that comes from a non-Jewish court, even though non-Jews signed on it, it's still kosher, except for the get of a woman or the shtar shechur of an eved. Now, first of all, we have to know the judge and the witnesses will not accept a bribe. And also, this is only for basic transactions, such as a sale or a loan, that are simply a confirmation that one party gave another money. But we're not relying on a shtar that comes from non-Jewish eidim and a judge regarding something that requires bezin to officially establish it, like a get or a shtar shechur, as we just said. However, Reb Shimon says, "Af eluk sheirim, even these are kosher. Loy hoskru el bezman shenasu behedyet. The only time we say that a non-Jewish shtar is pasul is if it came from just a regular person, a hedyet. But if it came from their court system, we could trust it. But we don't paskin like Reb Shimon. And moving on to Mishnah Vav. Ha'omer, let's say a person tells his shliach, 10 get zela ishti, give this get to my wife. Or he tells the shliach, Ushtar shechur zel avdi, give the shtar shechur to my eved and free him. Im rotza lachzor b'shnehen, yachzor. If the mishaleach, the husband or the owner of the eved, wants to be chayzer, he wants to retract, he wants to go back on this and say, you know what, I don't want to divorce my wife, or I don't want to set my eved free, he's allowed to do so. Div Rav Meir, that's what Rav Meir says. However, Racham, Meir and Lucham say, begitei nashim, this is only with the get of a woman. When he's sending his wife a get and he decides to go back, he could call the shliach and say, you know what, don't give it to her. But not when he's setting his eved free. That's because we have this very important line. We can bring about a schus, a good thing for a person, not in front of him, but we're not allowed to bring about a chayv, a bad thing for a person, unless it's in front of him. And since it's a chayv for a woman to be divorced, she's only going to be considered divorced when the shliach actually hands her the get. However, it's a schus for an eved to be set free, and therefore the moment the shliach receives the shtar shechur, he's automatically zoicha in it for the eved, and the eved's free, even though he never received the piece of paper yet, and that's why the master would not be allowed to go back. Now, why is it considered a chayv for the woman, but a schus for the eved? She'im yirtza shaloi lozenes avdoi rashai. If a master decides that he doesn't want to feed his eved, he decides, you know what, eved, I'm not feeding you, you have to go figure out your own food, he's allowed to. And therefore, it's a schus for the eved to be set free, because anyway, there could have been a situation where the master was not feeding him, and now he would be considered a free man. However, v'shaloi lozenes ishtoi ain't a rashai. A man is not allowed to not feed his wife if he doesn't want to, and therefore divorcing his wife is considered a chayv. It's not good for her, and that's why she's not considered divorced until the shtar actually gets to her. However, Amar lahem, Remeir told the Chachamim, Harehu paisal es avdi min atruma k'shem shu paisal es ishtai. If a kayin owns an eved and he sets him free, he now passels him from eating truma the same way that he would passel his wife from eating truma if he divorces her. So that's considered a chayv for the eved when he sets him free. However, Amrulai, the Chum argued back to Rav Meir, Mepneshu Kinyanai. The reason why an Eved is allowed to eat Truma is because he's owned by the Kayin. And that means that there's another way that the Kayin could get out of feeding his Eved Truma besides for setting him free. He could sell him to Yisrael, for example. And in that situation, the Eved is not set free, but he's also not allowed to eat Truma. And therefore, just because once the Eved is set free, he's not allowed to eat Truma, that doesn't make it a chayv for him to be set free. The Mishnah moves on with another example. Ha'aymer, let's say a person tells his shliach, Tunu get zela ishti, give this get to my wife, ushtar shechor zela avdi, or give this shtar shechor to my eved, and he did not hand over the document yet. Vameis, and then the fellow died. Lo yitnu la'achar misa, it's not allowed to be given over after the fellow died, because now his wife is not married to him anymore, and his kids inherited this eved, so we can't divorce the wife, and we can't free the eved. However, let's say a deathly ill person tells a shliach, Tunu mana le'ish pliny, please give a money, a certain amount of money, to that man from Mace, and then the person died. Yitnu la'achar misa, we will give that money even after the person died. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.